Welcome back, listeners. So Josh, we talked about some of the observations from the field in that first segment. And one other thing we want to cover before we move forward with some fungicide decision points here is just around that corn rootworm, what are some action items at the current state of time to make sure that we're protecting ourselves a little bit better as we move into next year?
Yeah, a couple things specifically. The first thing is, if we do have some down corn, we really encourage everyone to get out there and dig some plants and wash those roots and really have an understanding, is there rootworm feeding going on here? Is there not? That's number one, just making sure we understand what is going on there, and really don't ignore those areas or those pockets. Just don't assume that it was just a bad storm, or maybe, it was just timing. Just make sure that we identify the true root of the problem. And then the other thing is, we'll want to do some sticky trapping or beetle monitoring. This is kind of a daunting task. It does take some work, but it is an extremely great indicator of what the pressure or what you can anticipate for the next crop. I'll definitely do a little bit of sticky trapping in some fields. I have a lot of root digs here the next couple weeks to evaluate this, but it will be important that we make sure we understand what's going on. And if we had some fields that just have, pockets here and there, heavy pressure, that's probably going to take some changes, some management or some rotation as we move into next year. And that's just really important to understand as we move forward.
Yeah, so we'll be keeping an eye on it. And certainly if anyone has any specific fields that they're looking for, another set of eyes on or observations around beetle counts this year, please let us know. We're happy to help. But moving forward here, Josh, just going to shift focus a little bit talk a little bit more about corn fungicide and what are some things that we need to consider around those decisions as it's really rapidly approaching, if not already here in a lot of cases.
Yeah. It, in some cases it is here. Some of the newer products come to market, there's a little bit of a push to apply earlier and maybe even a little bit pre-tassel. And I'm intrigued, and I'll be curious to see how those results turn out. And I know there's still going to be a lot of applications that really target this VT to R3. VT basically being defined as 100% of the tassels are out. R3 being defined as that brown silk time frame. With the weather, that's going to be a tight window, and I think it is going to be a little bit of a challenge this year, Allie. Our corn was all planted in such a tight window. Everything's going to come ready at the same time. So in some cases, maybe these newer products that let us jump out a little bit ahead could be a benefit. But Allie, as I always look at this, I always like to look at the GDUs as my first thing of kind of where we're sitting. And Allie's sitting at 1273, we're plus 139. I always like situations that we're spraying fungicide early. It gives us a lot of time during longer days of the year to take advantage of that plant health and increase our solar radiation harvest and photosynthesis. And usually those turn out good. And so I really like where we're sitting GDU-wise.
Yeah, so well ahead on GDUs, which is really nice to see. I think, in my opinion, too, another thing, kind of point number two that I consider when I think about should I not spray a fungicide, and that's the yield potential of this crop we have out there. Now I know we just talked about some situations that just came through weather-wise that'll make us maybe assess those decisions a touch differently, but for those fields that still have that great potential, they're consistent across the board, you just start to think about how can we protect that yield. We're not going to just magically gain bushels, but we are protecting the potential that we have there, so you start to think about what are those things that could shave yield as we move into the season. I know I've seen some northern lesions on down into Iowa, tar spot into Wisconsin. So really just think about those things. We maybe don't see them now, but if weather starts to favor some of the onset of that disease, going to be nice to protect that yield potential with a fungicide application. What are some other things that you like to think about?
Yeah, I really like that yield potential one too. That's a great one. From there, I also like to look a little bit around, hybrid and in previous crop. Historically, we're going to see a little bit more disease pressure in corn on corn. And I think it's always a good thing to get out there and really just gauge the crop. Are we seeing some disease, especially if we're seeing anything like northern corn leaf blight or gray leaf spot or, tar spot or anything crazy like that. Those would be things that we definitely want to take note of and maybe really put those on a target list of getting treated. With all the high temperatures we've had, Allie, the plants do look pretty clean. I'm seeing a little bit of rust show up here and there. But now they got some moisture and different temperature, had some storms come through. We'll really want to monitor that. But doing that scouting and looking at your hybrid list and previous crop are always important in my book.
And I think those are all great 3 points too. Kind of my final point is just think about your harvest plan. Maybe what are those fields that every year you get to last? And I think another key point our counterpart Brian called this out last week. You look at some of these corn silage acres and the compressed windows that we were working within, probably going to be pretty critical to think about how you can start to spread out that timing window to make sure those products aren't getting too dry on you. Really important that we keep quality as we're chopping those corn silage acres.
And with the GDUs we're cranking, you know, there's a chance to see that late August, early September, and sometimes it can be really warm in that stretch, and even a day or two can really buy you a lot of time.
But just real quick before we wrap up too, I mean, we covered corn here, but on the soybean side of things, Josh, kind of all about timing. If you're looking to make those fungicide applications, what's that timing window you'd like to see us stick within?
Yeah, R3 is the timing, and that's basically defined as 3/16 of an inch pod on one of the four uppermost nodes. Sometimes you can just Google a chart of that and it'll help you guide that in, but that's usually what we're looking for, and timing is everything. That's my only factor with beans is time it right.
Thanks for that, and thanks for listening, everyone. Next week, we'll continue with progress from the field. If you have any questions, please let us know.